Well, good Sunday morning to you. It is September 30th, 2012. Pastor Sean Harris, just before 8:30 service, which is webcast, as well as 10:45 and 6 p.m. And for those of you that will listen to this podcast today on September 30th, 2012, we're going to address the issue of tongues, the gift of tongues in the evening service at 6 p.m. Join us on the webcast. So what's the article this morning? Obama greeting card. Mom, can I borrow $18,000 for birth control? Now, what I find just amazing about this is twofold. First, I was looking at a YouTube video. I was trying to get a screenshot from a YouTube video this morning for my PowerPoint slides. When, in fact, the video I went to, before I went to that video, I had to watch an advertisement from the Obama campaign, from the president's re-election campaign. And don't you know that the short video introductory advertisement was on this exact issue? And then when I went to the sermonaudio.com website to look at what are the latest news articles that have been uploaded, there I see it again. Obama greeting card, Mom, can I borrow $18,000 for birth control? So what we have going on here in this article and in the Obama campaign is a marketing campaign, an advertising campaign designed and targeted to women, for women, designed for women. Now think about this. I want you to pause for just a moment and consider with me of all the issues that we could be talking about in the 2012 presidential campaign. What's the issue we're talking about? Birth control? I mean, what does the rest of the world think of this? Let's go down the checklist. $16 trillion national debt, $16 trillion debt, a $1 trillion deficit, wars in the Middle East, our ambassador was murdered in a terrorist attack in North Africa. Afghanistan is still upside down in a mess. We've got an energy crisis going on in our nation. We're completely dependent upon foreign oil with $4 a gallon gasoline. There's an unbelievable breakdown of the African-American family in the African-American community. Out-of-wedlock births are at an all-time high in the African-American community. High school dropouts are at an all-time high. More African-American babies are being aborted than any other time. In the black community, unemployment is at an all-time high. And this is what we're going to talk about? The Obama campaign has launched a series of electronic greeting cards for women to use to promote the campaign's message. And one has conservatives rolling their eyes because of its absurdity. President Obama summed up the Republican Party's approach to women's health when he said they want to take us back to policies more suited to the 1950s and the 21st century. The Obama campaign webpage claims, send an e-card to say you won't go back. Does anyone really think we want to go back? Does anyone think that the nation wants to go back? Does anyone really think that Governor Mitt Romney is desiring to take the nation back to the 1950s? This is absurd. This is ridiculous. This, again, plays on the ignorance of the American populace. This plays on the fact that our citizens are not educated, are not paying attention, do not understand the real issues. Dear Mom, the card reads, Mitt Romney says he would repeal the Affordable Care Act. So here's a quick question. Can I borrow $18,000 to help pay my birth control? Thanks. $18,000 to pay for birth control? The number supposedly based on the lifetime cost of a typical woman who uses birth control regularly during her lifetime is astronomical, especially considering the fact that women, let me repeat that, especially considering the fact women and the purchase of a package of birth control, women can purchase the package of birth control for as little as $9 at the local drugstore. So 9 times 52 would be about $468 a year. $468 a year. So let's just round that up to $500 a year. So $1,000 every 2 years. So this is based on 36 years of consistent use of birth control. That's where this $18,000 comes from. And why do we need to borrow it all right now? Why do we need to borrow a lifetime's worth of birth control at this time? This is clever marketing. The other two e-cards in the series are meant to continue stirring up the so-called war on women. Meanwhile, it appears the Obama campaign just borrowed from the Planned Parenthood's talking points for the e-card. So I want to ask, having already dealt with why is this an issue when we have a $16 trillion debt, a $1 trillion deficit, wars in the Middle East, wars in Afghanistan, wars on our embassies, wars on America. Why do we have this discussion going on? The need to develop energy independence, the breakdown in the African-American community. Why is the president not using his bully pulpit and his position as the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States? Why aren't these issues being addressed instead of the issue of birth control? Moreover, may I ask, why doesn't the government pay for men's birth control items? I mean, why isn't there a marketing campaign to men where we determine the cost of a box of condoms and somehow we determine an average weekly use and monthly use and annual use? And why don't we have, dear dad, can I borrow $18,000 to help pay for my birth control? Why this focused marketing upon women? Is it a double standard? Well, what do you mean by that? Well, Mitt Romney was called out for not being the president of 47% of the nation, and Ivan's only concern is to be the president for women. The war on women, protecting women's rights. Why isn't there a government program to provide for my birth control needs? Why am I expected to go to Walmart and make that kind of a purchase? Why the double standard? Why not be the president for everyone? Well, here's the issue. These are the votes that he's going after. Just like Romney said that there are votes that he's not going to win, the president understands there are votes that he's not going to win. What I want to know is, how in the world does this make a campaign marketing philosophy or focus? Can we hope that the debates will be better? Can we hope that the first debate, which will take place Wednesday, that it's going to be better? I'm going to watch it. You can be sure that I'll DVR it, and I will definitely have a news and focus commentary on the debate on Thursday. So be looking for that. I'm looking for the real issues that the nation is facing to be addressed, and I want these baby issues, these ridiculous issues, to be ceased. I want them to stop. Let's focus on what's important. That's what I'm going to do in 14 minutes as I enter into our corporate worship service, and then we take a look at Mark 13 with regard to the number of new messiahs and antichrists and false prophets and wars and rumors of wars and famine and natural disasters. And then Christ says, be not troubled. And so I'm trying not to be troubled. You can be sure that I want to trust in the Lord for the future that He has promised. And I want to recognize that that may include judgment upon America. Thanks for listening. You have a great day.